الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. كنا أمس تكلمنا عن شيء من أمور المعاملات، تكلمنا عن قواعد متعلقة بالبيع والشراء، وبدأنا بالكلام عن الإجارة. If you remember, we talked yesterday about rules pertaining to buying and selling. And we started also yesterday talking about certain rules pertaining to الإجارة, to renting and hiring. قلنا إن الإجارة هي تمليك منفعة مباحة بعوض على وجه مخصوص مع بقاء العين، العين المستأجرة. We said yesterday that renting and selling الإجارة is to exchange a certain benefit, to transfer a certain benefit in exchange of something else that has monetary value, money or the like, in a specific way, according to the rules of the religion, and in a way that the rented thing or the hired one would not be consumed when benefiting from it. وقلنا إن الإمام الشافعي رضي الله عنه اشترط الصيغة في البيع والشراء والإجارة. And if you remember, we said also that الإمام الشافعي رضي الله عنه made it a condition to have a verbal statement for the contract to be valid. An exchanged verbal statement, whether in buying and selling or in hiring and renting. كذلك من شرط صحة الإجارة أن تكون معلومة لا مجهولة. Another condition or another rule pertaining to hiring and renting is for this contract or for the benefit sought by this contract to be known. ايش يعني هذا؟ يعني اما ان تكون الإجارة محددة بمدة العمل، واما ان تكون محددة بقدر العمل. فإن لم تكن محددة لا بمدة العمل ولا بقدر العمل لم تصح هذه الإجارة، تكون مجهولة. This means that this benefit has to be well defined, either by specifying its time or by specifying its quantity, if you want. مثلا إذا أردت أن أستأجر شخصا ليحرث لي قطعة عندي من الأرض. For example, if I want to hire someone to plow a certain land that I have. هناك طريقتان في استئجاره. There are two ways to hire this person, two ways that are valid to hire this person. إما أن أقول له استأجرتك لتحرث لي هذه الأرض أو هذه القطعة من هذه الأرض من هنا إلى هنا بكذا من غير تعيين مدة له لإنهاء العمل. وإما أن أقول له استأجرتك لتشتغل في حراسة هذه الأرض طول اليوم مقابل كذا في اليوم. إلى ثلاثة أيام، إلى أربعة أيام، إلى خمسة أيام، إلى سبعة أيام مثلا، من غير أن أعين له المقدار الذي يحرثه من الأرض، إما هكذا وإما هكذا. So there are two ways, two valid ways to hire this person. Either I tell him, I now hire you to plow this land in exchange of this amount of money. Or to plow a part of this land from here to here for such amount, in exchange of such amount of money. Without specifying a certain time for him to finish in it this job. Or I tell him, I now hire you to plow five days to work in plowing this land. For each day I pay you such amount, without specifying for him the amount of land that he needs to plow during those days. So either I specify the time or I specify the amount of benefit. هذا يصح وهذا يصح. أما جمع الأمرين فلا يصح. أما لو جمعت عليه الأمرين في الإجارة فهي إجارة فاسدة. Now if I make both matters conditions in the contract, this invalidates the contract. So if I specify in the contract both matters, time and the amount of benefit, then this invalidates the contract. كما لو قلت لخياط استأجرتك لتخيط هذا القماش هذا الثوب لي قميصا اليوم بكذا، يعني لابد أن تنهيه اليوم وأجرتك كذا على خياطته، جمعت عليه المدة وإيش والمقدار، مدة العمل ومقداره، هذا يفسد العقد. Like if I give a tailor a piece of material and I tell him, I hire you, I now hire you to make it a shirt, for example, for me. With the condition that you finish it by the end of the day and for this amount of money. In this case, I made both matters conditions in the contract, that he does it, he finishes it at this time, and to finish this amount of work. So I made both matters as conditions. This invalidates the contract. إن لم يعين الوقت ولا عين مقدار العمل أيضا فاسد. Likewise, if the time is not specified and the amount of work of benefit is not specified, also the contract is invalid. لابد من أن يكون أن تكون المدة معلومة أو أن يكون مقدار العمل معلوما. Either the time has to be specified or the amount of work of benefit has to be specified. Not both of them. If both of them are specified, then it is invalid. And if any of them is not both of them are not specified also, it is invalid. ولا بد في الأجرة في الإجارة من فصل الأجرة عن ثمن البضاعة. مثلا أنا أريد أن أدهن بيتي، فيأتي إلي الدهان لأتفق معه فيقول لي أنا أشتري البضاعة وأدهن لك البيت بكذا مقابل الأمرين، مقابل ثمن البضاعة ودهان البيت، من غير تعييني أيش هو مقابل الدهان وأيش هو مقابل البضاعة التي يشتريها. هذا أيضا فاسد، لأن الأجرة غير معلومة هنا. كم مقدار الأجرة؟ غير معلوم، والأجرة لا بد أن تكون معلومة. Likewise, when someone is hired to do a job, and in doing this job, to do this job, he needs to buy items, things to do it. It is not valid to ask for an amount of money as a salary and the price of the items that he brings without specifying how much is the salary and how much is the price of the items. For example, I hire someone to paint my house. He tells me I need to buy this amount of paint. So for the paint that I buy and the job that I do, I want such amount of money. Without specifying how much the salary for the job is and how much the price of the items is. He combines both without telling me how much is the salary and how much is the price of the items. So he tells me, I want $1,000, for example, for both matters. In this case, this is an invalid contract. He needs to tell me that my, for example, he can tell me, he can say, I want as a salary $1,000 and I'll get for free the material. It works. He can tell me, I get the material, the materials that I get, I will sell them to you for $1,000 and I will work for free. It is valid. He can tell me, the material that I get, I will sell it for you for $200 and I want $800 as a salary. It works. But to combine both without specifying how much is the price of the material and how much is the price, how much is the salary, this is invalid. Why? Because the salary is not known now. As if you are hiring someone to do a job without specifying the salary. This is not a valid contract. ثم الأجرة الإجارة نوعان إجارة عين وإجارة ذمة. إجارة العين يعني أن تستأجر شخصا بعينه حتى يتم العمل هو بالعقد. أنت تريد أن يتم هو هذا المستأجر بعينه العمل, هذا يقال له إجارة عين. إجارة الذمة معناه تعمل معه عقد إجارة يصير به العمل ثابتا في ذمته, هو يعمله أو غيره يعمله, هو يأتي بغيره ليعمله لا يؤثر, هذا يصح وهذا يصح. ليس شرطا أن يعمله هو بنفسه, إنما تعمل معه عقدا يصير به هذا العمل ثابتا عليه في ذمته, إما أن يعمله بنفسه أو أن يأتي هو بمن يعمله, هذه يقال لها إجارة ذمة. النوعان جائزان, لكن في إجارة الذمة لا بد من تسليم الأجرة في مجلس العقد. يعني إذا قلت لشخص تريد أن يشتغل إنسان عندك في محلك في دكانك, استأجرته إجارة عين, أنت لا تريد أن يأتي هو بأي كان, أنت تريد أن يعمل هو بعينه عندك, تستأجره إجارة عين, تقول استأجرتك للعمل عندي في بيع البضاعة في هذا الدكان إلى شهر مثلا بكذا, إلى شهرين بكذا, إلى 10 أشهر بكذا, هذه إجارة عين, ليس شرطا أن تعطيه الأجرة فورا. أما النوع الثاني الذي هو إجارة الذمة, مثلا أنت عندك بستان تريد أن تقطف الثمار, استأجرت شخصا لقطف ثماره وأنت لا تريد أن يعمل هو بنفسه في قطف الثمار, إن عمل هو أو جاء بآخر يقطف لك الثمار أنت ما عندك مانع, تقول له في هذه الحال لا تقول له استأجرتك, تقول له مثلا ألزمت ذمتك العمل في قطف الثمار في هذا البستان هذا الشهر لكذا بكذا مقابل كذا من المال. هنا إذا عمل هو أو هو استأجر أناسا ليقوموا بالعمل أو جلب أناسا غيره بالمجان كل هذا يصح. في هذا النوع الثاني من الأجرة لا بد أن تعطي الأجرة فورا. عندما تتم العقد معه تعطيه الأجرة، تدفع له في مجلس العقد الأجرة، هذا يقال له إجارة الذمة. There are two types of hiring. One type is called in Arabic إجارة عين. The other type is called إجارة ذمة. The first type is when you hire someone for himself to do the job. يعني you want him to do himself the job. You do not want someone else to do the job. So you hire him. You hire him specifically to do the job. For example, you have a store. You want someone to work in this store. You tell him, I now hire you to work in selling in my store for 1 month, for this amount, for 2 months, for 8 months, for 1 year, for this amount of money. In this case, you are hiring himself to do the job. He cannot bring someone else to do it on his behalf. When you do that, after 2 days, he cannot send you his cousin to take his place, for example, or his friend or the like. He has to do it. This is the first type. In this type of hiring, you are not obligated to give him, it is not a condition to give him the salary in the session of the contract, when you do the contract. You can give him the salary later. If you do not give him the salary immediately, this does not affect the validity of the contract. Now, there is another type of hiring. It is when your concern really is for the job to be done, and it is not a condition for you that a specific person, the person with whom you make the contract, does the job himself. What you care about is for the job to be done, whether he does it himself, or he hires other people to do it, or he gets other people to do it for free, regardless. What you care about is for the job to be done, whether he does it himself or other people do it on his behalf. In this case, you do not hire himself. Rather, you make a contract with him in a way that doing the job becomes like a debt on his behalf. That he has a debt on him that he has to pay. So either he does it himself or he brings someone else to do it. In this case, you tell him, you make a statement with him, like, for example, I don't know how you say it in English. Let's try. I now make it due on you to accomplish such work for me for such work to be accomplished for me in exchange of this amount of money. So in this case, you are not making it a condition that he himself does the job. He needs to do it, whether himself or someone else on his behalf. In such dealing, you need to pay him the salary immediately in the session, before separating. When you make the contract, you need to pay him the money in the session immediately. If you separate without paying him the money, then this invalidates the contract. This makes the contract invalid. Invalid. واضح؟ Is it clear? For example, I want to pick the fruits in the garden. So I tell someone, I make a due on you for this fruits to be picked during this month for this amount of money. So whether he works himself in picking them during the month, or he brings someone else to work in picking them during the month, both ways work. I need to give him the money immediately in the session. Yes. No. That is to work for a month in picking. I didn't say to pick all the fruits. I said in picking the fruits from the garden for a month. I didn't say to pick. If he says to pick all the fruits in a month, then again, the two conditions are mentioned in the contract and it invalidates the contract. Or one can say, I now make it due on you to pick all the fruits of the garden for this amount without specifying a specific time for that. Again, I need to give the money in the session if I do that. هلا إن كانت من هنا يعلم أن ما يفعله بعض الناس من أنه يستأجر إنسانا ليعمل عنده من غير تحديد مدة للعمل ولا مقدار العمل، يعني يقول له استأجرتك مثلا لتعمل عندي في الدكان، تبيع عندي في الدكان كل شهر بكذا من غير تعيين إلى متى، إلى سنة، إلى سنتين، إلى 3 سنين. هنا لا العمل، الإجارة لا هي محددة بمقدار معين إذا أنهاه انتهت، ولا محددة بمدة معينة. مثل هذا العقد لا يصح. استأجرتُ from what we said, it is known that what some people do when they hire someone, they do not specify neither the job, a certain amount of job, that if it is accomplished, that's it, the contract is satisfied, and they do not specify certain time. What they do like this is invalid. For example, someone hires a person to work in his store. He tells him, I now hire you to work in my store for this salary every month without specifying how many months. For a year, half a year, 5 years, 1 month, 2 months. And there is no specific amount of work that he has to do it, and that's it. He accomplished the contract. In this case, the contract is invalid. So if you want to hire someone to work for you, you tell him, I hire you for 1 year, for example, for half a year, 6 months, every month for such and such amount. And after it is done, you can renew for another year and so on. This is how you do it. أو ما بعض الناس يستأجر البيت من غير تحديد مدة معينة. Or like some people do, they rent a house without specifying a time, a duration for the renting. He says, I now rent this house from you for $500 a month. That's it. For how long? He does not specify. For a year, 2 years, 5 years, this is an invalid contract. Invalid contract. He needs to say, for example, for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 1 year, 6 months, and then either he renews or not the contract. Either they renew or they do not. The contract. Yes, Davi. Yeah, if you have a specific job that you want it to be accomplished in the store. But this is not, no, this is not, No, the amount of work is not specified in this. Let's say I now hire you to clean this store for this amount. So he cleans it. Once he's done, that's it. Yeah, you can say to do this and this and this for this amount. But once he does them, that's it. That's it. Yes, that's it. Whether he does that in 1 hour, in half an hour, whether he takes 1 day, 5 days, a month to do that, once he does that, that's it. وفيكم. طيب. نعم. من هالساعة لهالساعة هذا الوقت العمل لابد من بيان شو هو يعني بده يقول له بشو عم يستأجره بس مقدار العمل لا يجمع عليه تحديد مقدار العمل مع الوقت مقدار العمل قال له بيقول له استأجرتك لتبيع في الدكان مثلا من الساعة الخامسة إلى الساعة السابعة كل يوم إلى 5 أشهر بكذا يصح ما في مشكلة تفضل الإجارة عقد لازم عقد لازم من الطرفين ما في لا إن لم يشتغل لا يستحق الأجرة عما لم يشتغل فيه بس أما إنه يقول له بطلنا ما في فسخنا العقد ما في ما في ما في لا ساعتها بدي قاضي بيناتهم ما حنفوت هلأ نحن به بهالمسألة انتبهوا، الإجارة عقد لازم، إذا تم لا ينفسخ إلا باستثناءات، وإلا القاعدة أنه لا يستطيع أحد الطرفين فسخه قبل انتهاء المدة. Be careful، يعني pay attention. The contract of hiring and renting cannot be breached by any of the two sides before it is done. It cannot be breached, which means if I hire someone to work with me for a year and after 6 months I feel that I want to save some money. So I tell him, now let's breach the contract. I cannot force him to breach the contract. He can tell me, I relieve you from the rest of the salary. But I cannot force him. I cannot force him. Because we made the contract for 1 year. خلاص. I need to keep it and he needs to keep it for the year. If I rent a house for 6 months, after 3 months, the owner of the house cannot tell me, get out. He cannot. And if I want to save some money, I cannot force him to breach the contract and tell him, I will not stay for the rest 3 months and I will not pay you. No, whether I stay or I do not stay, I need to pay him. This is how the hiring and renting contract is. It cannot be breached except in... يعني, the rule is it cannot be breached by either side. So be careful. He doesn't deserve the salary. And for you, if you felt that this is how it's going to be, you need to find a solution for that. Yeah. But if he does not do the job, he does not deserve the salary. No, he does not deserve the salary. If he does not do the job, he does not deserve the salary. It's like if you rent a house for a year and after 6 months the house is destroyed. What do you do? You do not pay for the rest 6 months because it is destroyed. You are not getting the benefit. You pay in exchange of the benefit. Now you are not getting the benefit. What payment? We already said that there are two types of hiring. It depends. So there is a dispute, a difference in opinions between you and him. He says, I did it. You say, you did not. You go to the judge to solve it. Which means that the other one relieves the person from, he relieves him. Yes, this is how it's done. It's the same as if they say we pay you this amount a month. If they say we pay you this amount a year, but they do not specify for 1, 2, 3, or 4 years. It is invalid. It is invalid, but if the person does the job, he still deserves the salary that is paid for the people like him to do this job. It is sinful to go into an invalid contract. But if such an invalid contract is done, that is, if someone hires me to do a job and he says for such amount every day without specifying for how many days, in a way that the contract is invalid. But I do the job. And when I am doing the job, I'm not doing it for free. I'm doing it because I want the money in exchange. I do not know, for example, that it is an invalid contract. So I'm doing it to get the money. Still, even the contract is invalid, whatever job I do, I deserve for it the salary that is paid usually to do this job. So you see, it is sinful to go into an invalid contract, but if this is done the way that we described, and one does the job for the money, for the salary, he deserves the payment that is paid usually to do this job. He does not deserve the amount on which they agreed. No. The contract is invalid. In return of his work, he deserves the amount that is paid usually to do this job. Maybe they made an agreement for an amount which is less than what is paid usually. Maybe they made the agreement for an amount which is equal to what's paid usually. Maybe for more. What he deserves is what is paid usually to accomplish this work. Yalla lahza zghira. Lahza Muhammad. Yes. Okay. Hours. Okay. No, you can ask him, what do you think, how many days, but then when you make the contract, you need to specify the time. Or the work, or else you tell him, I now hire you to paint my house for this amount without specifying time for him. Otherwise, you need to specify the time. Correct. If it is not finished during this time, then you can renew. And if he goes slowly, he doesn't do the job, he does not deserve the salary for the time when he is not working. Yani, of course, the time to do the prayer, you cannot tell him, don't pray. You need to keep working. Otherwise, I will deduct you. No, because this is known. Yani, there are certain things that are known that he. But other than that, yes, Iman. Yeah, the full amount. The full amount. Yeah, one moment there. Yeah. without specifying from when to when. Yeah, like that. If it goes, this is how I know it works. The other way, I will check, inshallah. Yes, bro. Yeah, like for example, I pay you this amount of money. I now hire you to help me in my work without specifying this thing. Yeah, he can do that. He can to help me with my work, my job. Yeah, he can do that. Yes, sir. Of course, we are talking about halal jobs. I think this is clear. Of course, yes. Muhammad Kamoun. أيوة. مع بعض. صح. I'll get back to this, inshallah. Hey, Daria, you wanted to ask something? Yeah. No problem. If he says from 8 to 4, 5 days a week, that is for the exception of Saturday and Sunday, for this amount of money, but for how many? For this amount of money, weekly or monthly, but they need to specify. Yes. For 10 weeks, for 10 months, for 1 year, it needs to be specified. That's enough. That's enough. On Monday, you will work for me from this time to this time. On Tuesday, from this hour to this hour. On Wednesday, and all of that is for this amount of money. Of every hour of that for this amount of money. Yes, this is valid. Without being said verbally. Yeah, it can be written if you are saying that the one who hires write to you, for example, I now hire you for this according to this schedule for this amount of money, and you write, I now accept. Then there is no exchange statements. According to a Shafi'i, no. According to some other scholars, if this is the norm, if they consider it in the norm, hiring, it works. Yes, it can be done over the phone verbally. Alaykum salam.
In the case when somebody's hired to do something for a certain amount of time, like 40 hours a week, let's say, for this amount of money, but without specifying how long he's doing this job.
Without
specifying the length of the time he's doing this job. مَا حُكْمُ هَذَا
الْمَالِ. I told you, if this job, if the contract is done this way, so it is invalid, he does not deserve the amount on which the contract, yani, which was mentioned in the contract. He deserves the amount of money that is paid usually to do this job. Is this money equal to what he deserves? Or less than what he deserves, or more? If it is less or equal, he takes it. If it is more, he gives back what's more. Yeah, he gives back what's more, the extra amount. No, come on. It's known by the norm that the one who does this job usually is paid this amount. This is known. This is known. No, you are كيف يعني? No, 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 Haj. شو بيقول له? Either the time or the amount of work without taking time in consideration. طيب. شو يا عبد الرحيم?
You rent a house to someone and they do something that damages the house. Can you use this as a reason to breach the contract?
No, they pay you. They pay you. They should be all of the compensation. Allah yubarak fikum. We'll get back to your questions. What's your question, Wahid? Go ahead.
ليس للعاقدين أن يتفقا على تأخير الأجرة.
ليس لهما. لا يصح. In the second tape of ijara of hiring, when one is not hiring the person himself to do the job, even if they agree to pay the money later, it is invalid. Invalid. It needs to be paid immediately in the session. طيب من جملة العقود أيضا التي لا بد من تعلم أحكامها قبل الدخول فيها القراض. Among the contracts which are done by the people, that is, one has to learn the rules relating to it before doing it, is a contract called al-qirad, in Arabic called qirad. القراض معناه أن تعطي مالا لإنسان ليتجر لك في هذا المال على أن يكون الربح بينكما، لك النصف وله النصف، لك الربع وله ثلاثة أرباع، لك الثلثان وله الثلث على نسبة معينة، من الربح لكل منكما. هذا يقال له القراض. القراض means to give someone a certain amount of money for him. His job is to trade in this money, and always the money is yours. He trades in it, and you agree that you share the profit. For example, he takes half of it, you take half of it, or he takes 3/4 of it, you take 1/4, or he takes 1/3, you take 2/3, like that. This is called al-qirab. يشترط فيه أن يكون كلا الطرفين بالغا عاقلا كما في البيع والإجارة. It is a condition in this transaction that both sides, for both sides to be pubescent and sane. Like in buying, selling, hiring, and renting. لذلك مثلا بعدين نحكي فيها. ويشترط أن لا يوقت بمدة معينة. كسنة مثلا. Another condition is not to specify a certain time for it, not to agree on a time limit for it. يعني لا يصح أن يقول قارضتك على هذا المال إلى سنة أو إلى شهر. For example, it is not valid to say I authorize you to trade in this money. I make with you a contract of qirad with this money for a year, which means when the year ends, خلاص, the contract ends then. It is not valid to do it this way. لأنه قد لا يكون ربح, قد لا يحصل ربح في خلال هذه المدة. Because maybe, يعني, it is not valid. أما لو قال له لا تشتري بعد سنة, خذ هذا المال, قارضتك على هذا المال, لكن بعد سنة لا تشتري بضاعة, هذا يجوز, يصح. Now if he tells him, take this money, trade in it, and we share the profit, but do not buy after 1 year any new merchandise. Do not buy after 1 year. That is valid. That is valid. ويشترط أن يكون المال الذي تقارضه به, تعطيه إياه, ذهبا أو فضة. فلا يصح القراض بالعملة الورقية المستعملة في هذه الأيام. Another condition is for the money that you give to the worker, that the owner gives to the worker, this money has to be either golden or silver money. So using the usual currencies used nowadays is not valid to make such a contract. لكن هذا الحكم ليس إجماعا. But it is not a consensus among the mujtahids, the top Muslim scholars, that such a dealing is not invalid with other than golden and silver currency. بعض المجتهدين الإمام الشافعي قال لا بد أن يكون ذهبا أو فضة. أبو حنيفة قال لا بد. مالك قال لا بد وأحمد قال لا بد. لكن بين التابعين يوجد بعض المجتهدين الذي أجاز أن يكون بغير الذهب والفضة. الشافعي said it has to be either golden or silver currency. Malik likewise, Abu Hanifa likewise, Ahmad likewise. But among the followers of the companions, there was, at least I know one among them, a mujtahid, who said that it is valid to make the contract with other than golden and silver currencies. So it is not a case of consensus. If someone makes the contract with other than golden and silver currencies, relying on the saying of that mujtahid, it is okay for him. It is not considered a sin. It is not considered invalid. عبد الرحمن بن أبي ليلى اسمه عبد الرحمن بن أبي ليلى. His name is عبد الرحمن بن أبي ليلى. This mujtahid among the followers of the companions who said that it is permissible to have the contract with other than silver and golden currency. أما ما يفعله بعض الناس من أنه يكون عنده دكان فيقول لآخر تعال اعمل عندي في بيع البضاعة في الدكان وتأخذ أجرتك نصف الربح مثلا فهذا لا يصح هذا غير هذا. As for what some people do, for example, someone has a store, he tells someone, come and work in my store, you sell in the store, and you'll get half of the profit as your salary. This is invalid. This is not the same, this is not qirat. It is different. You can see the difference. You can see the difference. In Al-Qirad, he gives him the money to trade with it. Here, he is hiring him without specifying the salary. خلونا نقف هنا. Let us stop here for now. والله أعلم. الله knows best. أحد عنده سؤال؟ تفضل هاني. Now, let me draw your attention to something. Uh, many dealings that are not valid if they are done. When we are talking that they are not valid, this is according to the school of Ash-Shafi'i. Now, according to other than the school of Ash-Shafi'i, you have two cases here. Either they are done in an Islamic country or not. If they are done in an Islamic country, then they are invalid. If they are done in a non-Islamic country, then there are details pertaining to that. So, if you have any... if you want to know more about that, like for here, this country is not an Islamic country. So many of those dealings, under certain conditions, are valid to be done here. So we talk, inshallah, about each case apart, inshallah ta'ala. You can go around it. What does it mean you rent time? Really, yani. They don't own the time. Mm-hmm. But you can go around it. You can go around it. And with other terms. It can be done with other terms. Yeah, go ahead.
The money received from an invalid contract, does that become haram money?
Depending on how... Again, I said, if you do an invalid, if you work, for example, you work for some, it depends. You work for someone without specifying the time, for example, in a way that the contract is invalid. But you do the job, then you deserve the amount that is paid usually for this job to be done. When I say you deserve it, then this money, if you take it, it is not haram. Although, by doing that, you commit a sin. By doing the contract in the invalid way, you commit a sin. But that money is not haram for you to take it. You deserve it. وقت البدن. For the qirad, whenever any of the two sides wants, he can breach the contract. He can breach the contract. Then, of course, there are certain things that need to be done. Yani if you come to me and you tell me, take this money, trade with it, and we'll share the profit. Half by half. I say yes. I take the money. I buy the merchandise. And then you tell me, khalas, I want to breach the contract. I now breach the contract. Okay, you breach the contract. But still, I need... Or I say, after 2 months, I go back to you without selling anything. And I tell you, I now breach the contract. Okay, I breached the contract, but I need to sell the merchandise and still, yani, to sell it, so, and then to share the profit. I need to do things in a way that I give you back your money as you gave it to me, if, with the profit, if there is a profit, or with a loss, if there is no profit. I need to do that. In both cases, yani, if you breach the contract, it does not mean that I'm out without any profit. If I breach the contract, it does not mean that you are stuck with a merchandise that you don't know what to do with it. No. There are steps that has to be done, yani, in this case. But whenever they want, either of them. Yeah, go ahead.
Since you can't see what you're buying on eBay up front, is it haram to buy or sell? I mean, internet.
Can you repeat, please?
When you can't see what you're buying up front from the internet, is it haram to buy or sell it or something like that?
Well, I said that you can buy when it is well described if the conditions are satisfied. So if you want to use that, then go over the conditions, study them with someone, and if they are satisfied, then you go for it. If all the conditions are satisfied. As I said, in a non-Islamic country, there are conditions that does not need to be fulfilled. But also, yani, if you have a specific question about that, you can ask it later, inshallah, or whenever you want, yani, depending on the case, because. You do not do it. You do not go for it. You tell the person, specify, make it clear for me. Make it clear for me. How much do you want for as a price for the material and what material it is? Yani, after he gets it, you'll see it. And how much do you want as a salary, make it clear for me. If you are renting a house and then what? Okay. Step by step. Okay, then you tell him, I now hire you to do this and this and this for 3,000. And then after he does that, I now hire you to do this and this and this for 2,000. And so on. Yes, Dana.
بلش يبيع خمر مثلا بالدكان هل بيفسخ عقد الايجار او
ايش هو عم استاجره ولا الدكان له
لا صاحب الدكان استاجر شخص يشتغل بالدكان على مده سنه
ايه؟
انه يشتغل
صاحب الدكان نعم. بلش يبيع خمر ما ببيع بقول له ما ببيع
انه
بيفسخ له ما ببيع لا ما ببيع
بس بيضلوا عقد الايجار يعني بده يضل يشتغل عنده بس يقول له ما ببيع
بيقول له ما ببيع بسأل اكثر من هيك بسأل بس بيقول له ما ببيع ما ببيع خمر
بارك الله فيك
No. What do you want me to say? No.
So the renting, he can pay you anytime.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. But if he doesn't pay you, this doesn't mean that the contract is breached. Yeah, go ahead, brother. Yes, I accept. That's enough. Hey, Jaffa.
Your rent is, say, for 5 years for $100 a month, and you refuse to pay what you owe.
Can you repeat? I didn't hear everything.
You are renting a house, and you have to pay a certain amount a month, and you don't pay this amount. Are you sinful?
Do you have the money, but you are not paying? Just you don't want to pay the rent, or because you do not have money?
Say you have the money.
If you have the money, you cannot hold it back from paying. You cannot. You are sinful. If you don't do it.
Question. If I hire somebody and I tell them I will pay them such amount an hour, and I refuse to pay them, this is sinful?
If you hire someone and you agree with him to pay him a certain salary, and then you do not pay him that salary after he does the job, you are sinful, yes.
Okay.
يدهن البيت قال لو استأجرتك بكذا لتدهن للبيت ما بيعين مثلا مدة بيومين مثلا طيب يعني في ياخذ وقته قد ما بده يعني في ينطر بعد سنة يدهن
هو العقد هيك العقد هذا معناه لما ما بتعين وقت هو بس يدهن لك البيت يستحق
طيب إذا هداك تأخر كتير في يجيب واحد غيره يدهن البيت وهداك يكون خلاص
بتجيب واحد غيره يدهن لك البيت
بس إذا رجع هداك رجع دهن البيت بعده العقد يعني
سأل الشيخ تفضل
شيخ إجارة الذمة عملت عقد مع شخص تاني إجارة وتم وصافت الشروط كلها دفع المال هذا الشخص اللي عمل عقد معه عقد إجارة الذمة راح له هو بده يشتغله أما بده يشتغل واحد تاني أم عين ناس تانيين هل العقد اللي يعملوا معهم كمان بيكون في يعمل عقد الذمة مع هذيك بده يجيبهم
يصطفل
اللي هو يعني طيب
على شيء مثلا قطف ثمار بستان لكن الثمر موسمه بعد شهرين فالثمر مش موجود حاليا أو دهان بيت معروف أوصافه وعدد الغرف والمساحة لكن البيت لسه ما بني هل يجوز استئجار شخص لأداء عمل بالمستقبل لما الشيء يحصل
بالإجابة بده يكون استيفاء المنفعة فورا بس برجع براجع على المسألة بس بده يكون استيفاء المنفعة فورا قادر فورا على استيفاء المنفعة تفضل هاني
إذا شخص استأجر شخص لنهار واحد وإجا وقت الصلاة ولكن هذا الشخص اللي أخذ وقت للصلاة قرر أنه يقرأ سورة البقرة بالصلاة مثلا
لا يعني مثلا لا لا المراد ما يكون في العادة على حسب العادة على حسب العادة هاني على حسب العادة
بارك الله فيك
تفضل
شيخ سؤال عن مبارح عن درس مبارح إذا واحد عم بيع سيارة بقوله أز أز يعني كوم حديد بالعربي فيك تفصلنا فيها الله يبارك فيك حتى لغير مسلم
ما شاء الله بارك الله فيك
آمين وفيك
ما لو ظهر فيها عيب غير ظاهر، يعني عيب السيارة لو باعها كما يقولون as is، لو ظهر فيها، إذا ظهر فيها عيب غير ظاهر، يعني عيب عادة لا يراه، عيب عادة لا يراه الشخص الذي يشتريها، من ظاهر بحيث إذا قال لم أره لا يصدق، إذا ظهر فيها عيب باطن بعد أن باعها له أن يرد، له المشتري أن يرد، لا يسقط حقه في الرد، بقى عليه أن يسترجع. لا مش عم أقول عليه إثم، لكن ما معناه؟
يعني البائع فيه يبيع as is من دون ما يبين عيوب السيارة؟ هذا السؤال هيك، يعني لما يبيع، أنا عم بيع السيارة بدي بيّن عيوب السيارة لما بيعها as is؟
بلى لابد حتى لما من إظهار عيوبها،
حتى لو عم بيع كوم حديد لشخص غير مسلم، عم بيعك إياها as is، يعني
معناه فيها عيوب لكن أنا لا أظهرها،
أنا لا إيه.
معناه فيها عيوب
من دون ما يقول له فيها عيوب ولا ما فيها عيوب، ولا بدي بيّن له في عيوبها،
بدلك جواب إن شاء الله. هو القاعدة أنه يظهر عيب، العيب الذي يعلمه يظهره، هاي القاعدة.
بارك الله فيك
وفيك، بارك الله فيكم. Let's stop here for now. تريدون هلل؟ لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. خلوني let me say a word here. Although I know يعني